So hello out there, everybody. I'm Juan A. Sandwich, and I'm back with the Computer Stuff 2011 podcast. So Apple recently released a new product. Usually when you think of Apple, you either think iPods and Macs, or you think about little red and green fruits that grow on trees that you give to your teachers. Well, Apple's newest product is none of these. The newest product is the evolution of the newest technology world, tablets. Apple's iPad introduced a whole new world of technology. It was one of the first very popular tablets, and it opened the pathway for a bunch of other competitors. But now Apple is upped the ante. All the competitors to the iPad that were just released have become obsolete because of the new Apple iPad 2. Apple's newest iPad is the latest and greatest tablet and has completely outpaced the other competition. Other tablets were built to compete with the first iPad, but iPad 2 is even better than that one. Let's look at some of the differences. First, iPad 2 is lighter. This makes a real difference when you're holding it in one hand and trying to maneuver it. The old iPad seems heavy and hard to hold compared to iPad 2. Also, along the same cosmetics line, the iPad 2 is a lot thinner. This again makes it easier to hold and move around when holding it in one hand. Alright, another big thing about the iPad 2 is its improved speed. The iPad 2 has one of Apple's A5 dual-core processors in it, resulting in a lot of improved speed. But at the same time, iPad 2 keeps its 10 hours of battery life. The graphics of the iPad 2 are also a major selling point. The faster processor means that the graphics on many apps are much better than on the iPad, the original iPad. So the iPad 2 beats the first iPad, performance-wise as well. Alright, two last things about major changes in iPad 2. The first thing, cameras. Finally, thank God, Apple finally got the message that people want cameras. I mean, come on, it had to go stare them right in the face for a few months before they picked up on it. The new cameras are a great addition to the iPad 2, allowing full-screen FaceTime video chatting in HD and taking photos. The cameras are a major selling point for the new iPad 2. The final major thing that's new and improved in the iPad 2 is that it has 3G availability. Yes, I know, the old iPad had 3G too. So what, you are asking, is new about that? Well, I'll tell you. The iPad 2 can get 3G from Verizon. Goodbye, old AT&T. Thank God. The use of Verizon for the new iPad 2 will seriously boost the consumer base. So that's the basic overview of the iPad 2. I'll see you later. This is Juan A. Sandwich, signing off at Computer Stuff 2011.